On today's episode of Sessions with an Adoption Attorney, we will be discussing open adoption. Hope you guys enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to Sessions with an Adoption Attorney. This is episode 2. My name is Anthony Zarica, and I'm an adoption attorney in New York City. Due to some technical difficulties, the cast was on hiatus for about 2 weeks, but with all that out of the way, hopefully we can settle into a nice bi-weekly rhythm. Today's minisode will deal with an important topic that every single client that has sat in my office has had concerns about: open adoption. I'll be discussing the pros and cons of open adoption, and then briefly touch on 3 misconceptions about it. This isn't an exhaustive study of open adoption, but hopefully gives you guys a brief understanding of exactly what it is. As always, if you have any questions, you can reach me via the web at www.nycadoptionlawyer.com, on Twitter at nycadoptionlaw, and on Instagram at nycadoptionlawyer. Let's get right into it. According to Wikipedia, open adoption is a form of adoption in which the biological and adoptive families have access to varying degrees of each other's personal information, and they have an option of contact. To start, here are 3 pros. Number one, this pro deals with the adopted child. Open adoption provides an adoptee with information regarding their birth family. Everyone's seen movies or read stories about older adopted adults searching in vain for their birth family. And open adoption really helps avoid this type of circumstance. It truly helps the adoptee have less feelings of abandonment and really removes that lingering feeling of loss that they might otherwise have. Number 2, a pro for the adoptive parents, and really this pro is also for the adoptee as well, it's access to medical information. If nothing else, an open adoption is essential for this reason alone. If something were to happen in a birth family's medical history, both pre- and post-adoption, having an open adoption will allow them to pass on this much-needed, sometimes life-saving information. Number 3, this last pro is for the birth parents. No one can imagine or truly understand the emotions a birth mother or birth family goes through when they willingly give up their child for adoption. Having an open adoption allows these birth parents to lessen their sense of loss. They can really come to peace with their decision when they see how well their child is loved and cared for. Now let's get on to some cons. Because the access is there, there is an opportunity for someone to misuse the information. A birth mother or birth family may not be happy with this agreement, and after a few years, bad blood may begin to form. This is why your attorney should really work with you to determine what is best both now and in the future for you and your family in this open adoption agreement. Number 2, kind of piggybacking on number 1, if either side does see a problem with the open adoption, their recourse is to bring it in front of a judge who will ultimately determine the best interests of the child. To be clear, the option will never be voided because of an open adoption agreement, but the judge will have to come to some sort of conclusion regarding the discrepancies, which could be granting more or less access. Number 3, and this is important, I try to stress this to my clients, it can be a very exhausting experience, especially if there's a visit involved in your open adoption. Sometimes for days or weeks after the visit or even before the visit, the adoptees can struggle. In general, there's just a ton of stress, anxiety, and uncertainty. So those are the 3 pros and cons. Ultimately, I think the way our society has progressed in terms of social media and technology especially, it's a lot easier than earlier generations when it comes to updating birth families or adopted families. Instead of having to send a letter across the country, if the birth parents are living in California, for example, and the adoptee is in New York, technology has made that process as easy as pushing a button. This, among other reasons, both emotional and practical, why I truly feel an open adoption is best for all parties. Lastly, let's get into some common misconceptions about open adoption. Number 1, the child will be conflicted. While this may be true to some extent when looking at it case by case, studies indicate that adoptees whose parents have a good relationship with birth parents are not adversely affected. In fact, research further indicates that children find it helpful to have such access. Number 2, it will be too invasive or overwhelming. I advise clients that their level of openness is up to them and the birth parents. And if either party isn't comfortable with this, then it might not be the right adoption plan for either side. Open adoption is co-parenting. This is a misconception. It's actually an opportunity for the adoptive family to truly teach their adopted child about life and love, but by no means should they view it as co-parenting or competition with the birth family. That child is yours, and for better or worse, you have that child for life. So that's it on open adoption, guys. I hope this session gave you a brief but informative look into open adoption. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email at az@nycadoptionlawyer.com. I hope you all have a great day, and I'll see you next session.